Hey, explorers, welcome to episode 285 of the TDR Now podcast. We're the first English-speaking podcast focusing on the Disney parks in Asia and other theme parks, including Tokyo Disney Resort, Hong Kong Disneyland, Shanghai Disneyland, Universal Studios Japan, and other wonderful places. And we're coming to you directly from Japan. You can find us up on our website at tdrexplorer.com, also all over social media, including YouTube and TikTok under TDR Explorer. I'm one of your hosts, Chris. I'm the chief content editor for TDR Explorer, and I am the one that is giving hugs to a cute turtle in a swimsuit. Joining us always is the wonderful Patricia.
Hey, guys. I'm a city guide for Urayasu. You can find me at the tourism office on some Fridays. And I am at Dream Suites Love on Instagram and Twitter. I am the one shopping. I went shopping for the 40th anniversary stuff.
Oh, you finally went.
I finally went. I bought some house things and stationery things and cookies and things like that. It was really fun. We went to Ichibiko, which was so delicious. Have you been yet?
I've had it once. I haven't gone to the location here in Ikspiari, but I've been to the other locations they have.
Yeah.
I've only ever had the strawberry milk.
I love the strawberry milk, though. I mean, you can't go wrong with the strawberry milk.
But I had it and I liked it. But the thing for me, again, is texture. And it's like crushed up strawberries in it. And I don't like things in my drink.
Oh, it's like too pulpy.
Yeah, I don't like the texture.
Yeah.
The only thing for me that's acceptable is maybe boba from like bubble tea or something. That's the only exception I'll make. Everything else, it's just a texture thing. It's a texture thing, not a taste thing, just texture.
You should try the soft serve ice cream that they have because it looks really cute. It has a little bunny on it and it wouldn't have the strawberry pulp in it. It's like a smooth texture. That. Yeah.
Maybe I'll give that a go because I do walk by there and there's always a line because it's new. I'll probably try a weekday, I think. So speaking of like Ikspiari, so I went to the movies recently, like 2 days ago.
What'd you see?
Suzume.
It's going to stop showing. This is the last month.
Yeah, it stops, I think, in a few days or something. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to go see it and they only had one showing and I thought, I'm going to go. I'm going to watch it. Ooh, it's a little heavy.
Yeah.
Once you get near, like, I'm not going to spoil the ending, but like once you get near the ending, I'm like, oh, I kind of thought this was the direction it was going in.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay, I kind of see what's happening. I just got like this drop in my stomach during one particular scene near the end with the coloring book. My heart and stomach just sank. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's such a good movie. And it's a good film. I feel like as heavy as it is, it's also very cathartic. And it has its kind of like light moments to balance it out. I think it's his best movie that he's done. I really love it.
It's really good. It was only in Japanese, like, of course, you know, it's made here. The likelihood of them having it available with English subtitles is like, they don't need to do it here, right? Because most people here speak Japanese as a first language. So I wasn't expecting them to have a subtitled version available. I understood probably a good 75 to 80% of the dialogue. The only issues I have with like Japanese for myself is when there's long drawn out dialogue, I tune out because I just kind of get like, okay, can we just move on? I find like with like just anime in general, some of the characters just go on these long monologues. I'm like, okay, come on. So I sometimes just end up tuning it out or just the language they're using. There's a couple like phrases or words I don't fully understand.
Yeah.
Then I start thinking about it and then I'm like, oh, okay, I think I know what they're talking about. Then I kind of like retune into the conversation. I'm like, no, I'm lost. I missed half of what they were saying now.
I know what you mean. I went to go see Psycho Pass, the new movie that just came out. And it's like already like pretty complicated, like the subjects that they talk about. Right. And you're right. Yeah. Like sometimes they just start talking and I'm like, oh man, try to keep up. What do I know has happened? What do I know is going to happen? I'm like, okay, I think I can figure out what's going on. Sometimes it's very difficult.
This doesn't give away much of the plot of the film. I like when they used the cell phone sound for the earthquake
I didn't like that.
Well, I like that it wasn't exactly the same as the one that actually happens on our phone. Yeah.
I mean, you still get a physical reaction, though. I'm glad that they gave a warning about it, because it's like very stressful.
It is. Even though like it's not the exact sound, because I don't think it would have been a good idea to use it, because it is very, it's jarring. It's stressful. It puts you in this like fight or flight mode.
Yeah.
Especially the one we had a few weeks ago in the middle of the night at 4 in the morning. Yeah, that was great. That was not fun to
There's been a lot of earthquakes lately, so I'm kind of like freaking out.
Yeah, I have all my stuff ready just in case something happens. Fingers crossed.
Knock on wood.
Well, I mean,
it's going to happen, but
it's going to happen at some point. It's a known fact. It's going to happen. We just do not know when.
I know.
It could be tomorrow. It could be 20 years from now. No one knows for sure when it's going to happen. So
yeah.
Oh, if people are wondering what we're talking about, there's some, like in this area of Japan, like in this area, like Kanto region, like Tokyo area, kind of, they're supposed to be like in the next 35, 40 years or something, they're predicting there's going to be a gigantic earthquake, because I guess this part of Japan is kind of due for one. I don't know.
I mean, the thing is, at least in Urayasu, we don't have to worry about fire tornadoes, which is good because everything's really spread out here. But yeah, it's terrifying.
Yeah, that's a little heavy.
Let's talk about something lighter, such as Hong Kong Disneyland and Fluffy Friends. I need Fluffy Friends.
Yeah, we're not talking about Tokyo Disney this time. We're talking about Hong Kong Disneyland, because I was recently there. I was there last month. Tourism is open again. You can go to Hong Kong. You don't have to do any tests or anything or vaccination stuff. You don't have to show any of that. You can just go now. So I was invited by Hong Kong Disney to go and check out all the new stuff that they have. I never got to see Castle Magical Dreams yet, so I got to see that as well. And they also have the Duffy event, the Duffy and Friends Play Days, which is going on until the end of June 22nd. And basically, Duffy and Friends have taken over in the park.
Oh my God.
I'm not mad at that.
When you say take over the park, like, what do you mean? Do you mean in terms of like decorations, in terms of like what?
So decorations, not so much. They have some, like they have these really nice topiaries kind of in the middle of town square, you know, kind of where the gazebo is, where you meet Mickey and Minnie. And there's usually like a big flower bed with some sort of display, you know, usually where they put the big pumpkin for Halloween. There right now, it's topiaries of all the Duffy and Friends, which is super cute.
That's really cute. And it's subtle. I think that's a really nice idea.
Yeah. And, well, merchandise, right? Of course, there's going to be merchandise.
They better have merchandise. Yeah.
Lots of merchandise. A lot of stuff for Lena Bell, because she's the newest Duffy friend. There's spring merchandise and just like their general, you know, stuff that they have all the time. So there's a lot of that. A lot of food. A lot of Duffy and Friends food. So there's a lot of snacks. They have a donut for every Duffy friend. So they have 7 different types of donuts.
Oh my God.
Each of them looks like a different Duffy and friend. Or sorry, not donuts, moose cakes, little moose cakes. There's those. And then Lena Bell has her own like vanilla and caramel soft serve swirl ice cream, which was actually really good. I really like that. I love caramel ice cream.
Yes.
I love it because it's sort of close to butterscotch. Like butterscotch is my jam. I love butterscotch.
Butterscotch is so good. And it's like not here. And it makes me so sad.
It's not really a thing in Asia, this part of the world, right? Yeah. So anything that kind of is like closely resembles it, I am all for it. Mm-hmm. Probably the highlight for the food, the afternoon tea.
Oh, yeah.
So they have an afternoon tea set at the corner cafe on Main Street in Hong Kong Disneyland. And it was wonderful. I really enjoyed it.
That sounds lovely.
Again, has all 7 of the Duffy and Friends, and they all have these different desserts. There's some moose cakes or some donuts. Just really delectable. And one of my favorites was the Cookie Ann donut. But it was with mango. They had mango in it, which was lovely. Like, I love mango. Like, I'm such a sucker for mango.
Yeah.
Give me mango any day and I'll just eat it up. For some reason, you can have hot chocolate with it, which seems odd because it's so hot. But you can have a Duffy hot chocolate. And there's also a mango, like mango smoothie drink as well. That's Kukian. You can really like get your duffing friends on with all the food, which I think is just wonderful. But probably the biggest highlight, though, it's called Duffy and Friends Playhouse. And it's a walkthrough attraction that uses the event space that they have there. They've used it in the past for some of the Halloween stuff before and also other events. But they kind of ping pong between the different buildings, because there's the one building that used to be the princess meet and greet area while they were doing the construction on the castle. And this is the event space that's right beside the Plaza Inn, the Plaza restaurant. That's right at the end of Main Street. So this is where the Duffy and Friends Playhouse is. And it's just a really glorified photo spot. And I'm not mad at it because it is so cute.
Aww.
There is a living room with Tippy Blues there. Like Tippy Blues.
Hey.
I think he's on one of the paintings, if I remember correctly, or something. Hats off to Tippy Blue, the forgotten Duffy friend that no one seems to talk about. I think the only piece of merchandise of him still is only at Disney Sea. I think they still have it. There was the plush badge, right?
The original Duffy friend, Tippy Blue.
Yeah, like, why did he get the short end of the stick?
I don't know. Because seagulls steal your food when you go places and people get angry at seagulls, maybe.
Why did it go? Okay, I understand it went to Duffy and then Shelly Mae. I can understand. Because
they were going for the plush at first and then they went into other life forms.
Yeah, then they went to the cat. They went to Gelatoni. Yeah. And then they just kind of kept going like, what about Tippy Blue? You keep forgetting Tippy Blue here.
Tippy Blue is his own character. He deserves his own fame.
He better, okay, this is kind of an aside, but still kind of related. He better be in the new show that's coming to Disney Sea. He better be in that show.
I mean, they have a million characters in that show.
Right? I think we talked about this in the couple other episodes about the news and stuff. He kind of narrated the show a little bit.
Yeah, he was in there doing stuff.
Like he was talking about stuff and kind of like moving the show along.
I'm bringing mail and stuff, you know? Yeah.
Justice for Tippy Blue. He needs to show up more. But anyway, back to Hong Kong Disneyland. Yeah, it's a Duffy house. Tons of photo ops in there. There's a kitchen for Cookie Ann. And then there's a digital easel, like a painting easel that uses your finger and stuff. And you can paint stuff with Gelatoni.
Oh my God, tell me that there's a crime scene for Lena Bell.
No.
Crime scene. My dreams.
There's just like this chalk outline of different characters on the ground.
Tippy Blue.
Oh no. I'm kind of thinking back to Animal Crossing. You know that there's that bird.
Oh, yeah.
In Animal Crossing that's just kind of like laying like washed
there. Up on the shore.
Yeah. They could have easily done that because they have like a beach photo op area for Olumel. They could have had Tippy Blue there or something, like washed up on the beach. I don't know. The other thing that they do in the house there is they also have an AR as well. So within the Hong Kong Disneyland app, they have like these little AR fun things you can do. And it's mostly just photo op stuff. So on the beach scene, you can point your phone at it, and as long as you line it up, Olumel will show up. And it's kind of like the stop motion animation. So it's really cute.
Aww.
He'll like kind of come out of the ocean with a surfboard, and you can take pictures with your phone, and you can save it. And then there's, for the painting, of course, it is Gelatoni.
It better be Gelatoni. Yeah.
Super cute. And then that's not all. There's not just this. There's also the meet and greets. There's a queue for the meet and greet, obviously. But within the queue, it's all themed to Lena Bell. And she's looking for butterflies or something. I can't remember. She's looking for something. And you point the AR, like your AR camera, at these flower spots within the queue. And then butterflies will start flying out. I don't know if you're supposed to find Lena Bell or not. There was different flower beds to point it at while we were waiting.
Oh.
And I was kind of waiting for Lena Bell to pop out of them, but she never did. So I don't know. Maybe
she's somewhere.
Maybe I just didn't find her. Maybe I missed one. I'm not sure. Once you get to the end of the line, they took the approach of Mickey's house, where you don't get to pick what door you go in. And depending on which one you go to, it's a different Duffy and Friends friend.
Okay, that sounds cool.
So it's like a random meet and greet. So you don't get to pick which one. They just randomly assign you one. And then whatever friend is in there, that's the one that you get.
It's a character greet. Gotcha. What if you get the one character you don't like?
Right? Well, I guess there's seven of them now, right? So I guess that's really the only way they can do it. Because otherwise, it's just going to be unmanageable. Because, you know, people are going to want their specific character they're going to want to wait for. Well, I guess I kind of spoiled it at the beginning. I end up getting Olumel. I wanted to meet him because I haven't met him yet.
Oh, that's right. It's kind of rare, right?
Yeah. He's only in Hong Kong and Shanghai for greetings.
Yeah.
Is he in Aulani? No, he's not in the... No,
We didn't see him when we went, so... Oh, no, he's there now.
No, he's not doing the greetings there.
He's kind of, like, fuzzy for, like...
Or a turtle?
Yeah. But I guess Hong Kong is also really warm, but it's indoors.
Yeah, thankfully this was, like, in a building, so it was all air-conditioned. But we were on a beach.
The backdrop
was a beach, so that's cool. It was really nice. He was really cute. And he wanted to, like, do, like, surfer poses and stuff like that. It was just, it was really cute. It was really well done. I really enjoyed that.
Yeah.
I like that they did that kind of stuff. I wish Tokyo Disney could do something like this, but I don't know if they could. It might be too busy.
Anything's possible, right?
I shouldn't say busy. It's going to be busy regardless. But
they can just do it through, like, the vacation plan.
Yeah.
That's how all the greetings are now, right?
Yeah, all the, like, the really special greetings. Yeah, they're all through the vacation package now. But Hong Kong pulls it off. That's the stuff that you can do in the park. There's also stuff at the hotels, which is really neat. One of them is you can get your room decorated with Duffy and Friends. So you can pick, there's like a Lena Bell package and there's a Duffy and Friends package. I think it's like $100 or something, or 80 to 100 US dollars or something for the room. But they give you like some cute little desserts like macaroons and stuff like that, that have like all the Duffy and Friends. This is for the Duffy and Friends one. Then you can get, there's like a little Duffy rug, like a Duffy and Friends rug, and like a towel set and balloons and a couple of other things. So what you get does add up more than the $80 to $100, whatever it is that you pay.
It sounds really fun.
Like, it's a cute little way to add something to your room.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, it's stuff you get to keep as well. You could do like a balloon animal session at the hotel. Which is extra.
I'm like a freaking nerd. I am a sucker for hotel activities. The minute I check into a hotel, I'm like, look, we can do this or we can do that. Or look, this is cookie day. And like, nobody in my family cares. I love it though. That sounds great.
Well, like, I guess the good thing about this, which well, I guess they're kind of going back to normal, quote unquote, next month. But up until now, Hong Kong Disneyland's actually closed 2 days out of the week.
Oh, wow. That's surprising.
Yeah, they would close on Tuesdays and Thursdays. So I guess there was incentive to have more stuff in the hotels.
Yeah, I would imagine.
The hotels were still open. So that was kind of like an interesting thing to experience, like being at a Disney resort, but the park was closed.
Yeah, that's so weird.
It was a very strange feeling, but it forced me to like enjoy the hotel more. There's all these different activities, like the balloon animal thing, which I have the video on YouTube, but I was stressed out the entire time with that because I am deathly afraid of popping balloons.
Oh no.
I do not like it. So the fact that I had to like twist and turn and fold these balloons, it just felt like I was going to pop them. It wasn't relaxing for me. It was very stressful the entire time, but I got through it and I made Stella Lou and Duffy, and it worked out really cute.
Aww.
If I do say so myself. Then there was also a like a Duffy and Friends picnic that you can do outside.
Okay. How does that work?
You pay for it ahead of time. I think it's like 80 some dollars, US dollar, something like that. And it comes with a basket full of drinks and snacks and desserts that come from the quick service restaurant. Well, at least the quick service restaurant at the Explorers Lodge. I'm not sure about the Hong Kong Disneyland Hotel, but we got, you know, all this food and stuff. Plus, they gave us paper plates and cups and streamers and balloons, but they're all Duffy and Friends themed that you could buy it in the gift shop if you wanted to, but it was included in the package. And then outside, there's like the area, there's a tent, and like a little picnic table and an easel because you got paint as well. So you can
paint. Oh my God. It sounds very cute.
You make this like cute little picnic that you can have outside. So that was actually, that was quite nice.
That sounds like a really good idea.
I love that they do that kind of stuff. They had other things as well. There's like a movie night thing, but which is not Duffy and Friends related, but they do like movie nights and other things like that at the hotel. So there was a lot to do, even though the park was closed. The other thing I did like was there was a lot of characters. While there's no Duffy and Friend characters, there was like Mickey, Minnie, Donald, Daisy, Chip and Dale. Like those characters were kind of just randomly popping up in the hotel, which I thought was really nice. Don't see that here in Japan. Unless you go to Chef Mickey's.
I mean, there's a lot of things that the other Disney parks do that they don't do here in Japan, though. I like that. I like that about the overseas parks, that you do see characters in the hotels. And there's a lot of activities. Like, that's something that I've always loved about the Disney resorts. You know, like silly things like movie night and things like that, or stories by the campfire, or like renting the little boats. So, yeah, I wish they would do that here, but I don't know. I don't know why they don't.
Yeah, I guess like for here, it's really all about the parks, not so much the hotels. Like the hotels are nice here.
Yeah, no, Miracosta is gorgeous.
But there's nothing else to do besides stay in the hotel and maybe have a meal.
And even the meals are harder to do now. They don't have anything that you can just walk up and do it. Like everything is, I think, reservation only now, and it's only course. Like you used to have like the lounge, like at Miracosta, for example, and they don't have like that. Like casual, like going in for like a cup of coffee and some cake, or, you know, like a light lunch. They don't have that anymore.
Yeah, it's not as easy as it once was. But yeah, going back to Hong Kong Disneyland, there was one other thing that we did at the hotel, I think. Oh, the dim sum is still there. The dim sum is still there. It's still wonderful. They still have the Duffy and Shelley May dim sum, which is the steamed buns with the azuki red bean. And the matcha cream, which are delicious. They're always delicious. I love those so much. The whole thing with Duffy and Friends at Hong Kong Disneyland. If you're a fan of Duffy and Friends, like, yeah, you know, there's a lot, like there's mostly merchandise at Tokyo Disney Sea for Duffy and Friends and the new show that's coming. That's pretty much it. And, you know, meeting Duffy. But if you're like a hardcore Duffy and Friends fan, you want to go to Hong Kong Disneyland. They have more to offer, in my opinion, with Duffy and Friends, which I really enjoy. I'm not going to complain. The other thing with the castle show, Momentous.
Yeah, what is that about? Like, what is it like?
It's wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful. It's not as good as Happily Ever After at the Magic Kingdom in the US. It's not at that level, but it's pretty close. They did such a good job with all the pyro and the water and the projections and everything. It was just really well done and put together. One little touch that I like that they did. So I think it's either 20 minutes or 10 minutes before the show. I don't remember exactly. I wasn't really paying attention. Before the show starts, if you pay attention to the castle, every few minutes, there'll be a projection kind of near the top of the castle that'll change because there's a medley playing of one of the princesses, like one of their main songs from the princesses, right? Will be playing. It's kind of like a medley, like a jingle that'll be subtly playing, and the projection will kind of match that princess, like with a motif or something. But it's very subtle and you have to kind of pay attention to see it. So they kind of rotate through that before the show starts, which I think is a really nice touch. And then after the show, don't leave right away, stay by the castle, and there's like a little mini water show afterwards because there's fountains right in front of the castle. Cute. So there's like a little water show. It's very like subtle. Most people don't notice it because they leave, because, you know, everyone wants to leave because Momentous happens right at park close, which Hong Kong has always done that with their nighttime fireworks. Is it's always right at park close, because then that way it kind of gets everyone into the middle of the park so they can funnel them out afterwards. Which, you know, makes sense from a crowd control perspective. But yeah, Momentous is such a good show.
Sounds really nice.
And apparently the version I saw was a scaled down version because they're still doing the minimal pyro during the weekdays because of the shortage with fireworks. So they save like the big fireworks, the full fireworks for the weekends.
Oh, wow. So that's something kind of important to be aware of. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how much longer they're going to be doing it like that, because I saw it on I think it was a Wednesday. Compared to here, there was a lot of pyro. There was a lot of fireworks happening. So just a wonderful show. I had a great time in Hong Kong. It was really nice to be back after being away for almost 4 years.
Yeah, sounds really fun.
Yeah, it was familiar, you know, obviously, because I've been there many times before. But it was nice to see the changes, especially to the castle. Like, that castle changes the vibe of the park. It feels like Hong Kong really has its own identity now. Because before, you know, the castle before was an identical clone from the one in California. So I think it's nice that it has its own castle now. And with Frozen being built behind it, you can see the North Mountain. It's kind of like in the distance behind the castle now. So like the whole like skyline is completely different. It's gorgeous, especially with like the big rolling green hills in the back, like the natural green hills that aren't part of the park. They're like really far back. It's gorgeous.
When is Frozen opening? It looks really far along.
Yeah, they're officially opening in November of this year. They announced it.
Oh, soon. Yeah.
As of this recording, they haven't given us an exact date, but it's sometime in November of this year. Yeah. I'm looking forward to that too. So much has changed at Hong Kong. It's so wonderful. Especially like that, the left side of the park. I guess like things started to really change when they added Mystic Point and Grizzly Gulch in 2013. Yeah. And then Toy Story Land. And then the Tomorrowland changing into basically Marvel Land. Adding in Mickey and the Wondrous Book. Oh, I didn't talk about the Stella Lou Ballerina show. I knew I was missing something.
What's that?
Literally Stella Lou puts on a ballerina show, a stage show. That's all about her and going for her dreams in New York of being a ballerina dancer. And she makes it come true. It was so cute. And they had ballerina dancers from the actual like Hong Kong ballet performers, like actual ballet performers from Hong Kong were in the show. So it was like, you're getting like an actual show, which I thought was such a cute little show.
Aww.
It was like 20 minutes long. Like, it wasn't short either. And they had live singers. Tokyo Disney can't even fathom that right now. Yeah, they had live singers. It was just such a cute show. It didn't have all the Duffy and Friends. I think it just had four of them.
You don't need all of them. All of them no, is too many.
Too many. Well, it'd be kind of weird for like Cookie Ann and Olu Mel to be at a ballerina show. It was Duffy, Shelly May, and Gelatoni and Stella Lou.
Okay.
Which, okay. You know, Gelatoni, buddy, what are you doing here? Duffy and Shelly May made sense. Gelatoni was like, okay, well, sure. Just overall, though, it was a good show, and I enjoyed it, especially the live singing. I can't imagine trying to do ballet as Stella Lou. That looked difficult.
I can't imagine.
It's not like Stella Lou was doing like elaborate ballet.
No, I know.
But still twirling and stuff like that. It's a little, I'm like, okay, props. Props to you for being able to do that. So yeah, Hong Kong Disneyland is having its Duffy and Friends play days until June 22nd, 2023. Hopefully they'll do it again next year. That started back in March. That's pretty long for an event. How long was Easter here usually? 7 months? No, it was like, what, four, I think?
I have no idea. It was a long time, though. It goes into summer. It's like way too hot for Easter.
Oh, yeah. It wasn't extended until June prior to 2020.
I feel like it was. I feel like maybe I might be wrong, but it just felt so hot.
Yeah, we don't need Easter for 4 months of the year. I know we mentioned it before, like just change the Easter event into a spring event. Like go back to that.
Please.
Then I can kind of forgive it going into May.
Even then, it shouldn't be in summer. It should be only during the spring.
Start in March, ended in end of April, then we're good.
Yeah, that would be good.
Anyway, before we go, we want to thank some wonderful explorers over on our Patreon. So if you want to support the show, head on over to patreon.com/TDR now. Big thank you to Acro Disney Girl, Adam, Amanda C, Amy B, Amy C, Mama Explorer, Benjamin, Brent M, Carrie, Chris B, Claire, Claudia, Dave, David Baker, Kevin, Shani B, Harry, Marina, Beth, and Eli.
And thank you, Jamie, Jose, Kathy, Lee, Marie, Michelle, Murray, Sophie, Spoopy, Thomas, Kay, Alexandra, Lizzie, Amy and Andy, Dana, Cassandra, Annie, Sonia, WW, and Paige.
And make sure you rate and review us on iTunes, you know, Google Play Music, Spotify, wherever you're listening to us right now. And remember, on Spotify, if you're listening on Spotify, there is a function there now where you can submit questions to the show. So if you go and do that, we do have some queued up in there. They were Universal related, so we're going to wait till we do a Universal episode to dive into that. But yeah, three questions on there, we may address it on the show. So you can find us over on our website, tdrexplorer.com, all over social media under the same name. I'm one of your hosts, Chris, Chief Content Editor for TDR Explorer. And I am the one very impressed with a ballerina bunny at a Disney park. And joining, as always, is the wonderful Patricia.
I am the one who just really wants a true crime special with Lena Bell and Jella Tony as her crime scene artist. That's all I want. You guys, thank you for listening. Keep exploring and talk to you next time.
Our explorers, we'll see you in the next one.
Bye.